Hey, this is Carolyn.
And this is Joe.
And you're listening to the Carolyn and Joe Show. But before we kick off the show this week, I just gotta say, I'm excited about our sponsor this week. Let's have a listen. Say I'm a cheese to the bullets, ain't no other way to put it. Yeah. Faster than the bullet, my state push it. Do my thing, I'm a champ, I'm a king. Yeah. Swing, duck, dodge in the middle of the ring. Like Sanjay Duck, I'm a monster.
Oh, you guys have heard it here first, man. Yes. This episode is brought to you by the original, Carolyn, the original player from the Himalaya, Sanjay Dutt himself.
No other.
Sanjay Dutt himself. Ladies and gentlemen at home, professional wrestling. You know for a fact that Carolyn and I are huge fans of professional wrestling. And by far, hands down, out of this world, everyone should know, and everyone does know if they know this name, Sanjay Dutt is the man of professional wrestling. High-flying action, better than Sin Cara. More fun than Guerrero. Sanjay Dutt has it all. He's a perfect piece. He has the most swag. I swear to you, this guy has the most swag and the most swag. However anyone wants to say it, this guy is the original player from the Himalaya. Love to watch him wrestle. That guy is simply the man. Tell him, Carolyn.
He's simply the man, and you gotta check him out on his Twitter. I follow him. Joe follows him.
I follow him.
And you should follow him.
You should all follow him.
His Twitter name is at Sanjay Dutterson.
That's right. That's like Sanjay Dutt. S-O-N-J-A-Y?
Yeah.
D-U-T-T. Son. You know, like, hey,
no, you missed the E-R.
Oh, son. Oh, it's Sanjay Dutterson.
Let me spell it for you.
You got it. You got it.
S-O-N-J-A-Y. D-U-T-T-E-R-S-O-N.
In fact, perfectly, Carolyn. You're 10 times better speller than I am. I sort of suck at spelling. That's okay. It's okay, but definitely tune in and watch, you know, anything that Sanjay Dutt is in. You can find him on YouTube.
We have some
exclusive news. We have exclusive news?
Totally exclusive.
Holy crap. All right, what is it?
It's breaking news. Breaking news. Breaking news.
Break the news.
All Wheels Wrestling. Sanjay Dutterson.
Wait, I've heard about this.
Sanjay Dutt.
I've heard about this. Are you saying that Sanjay Dutt is in All Wheels Wrestling?
Heck yeah. It's going to be on the Speed Network coming soon. But I know that they're filming their pilot today.
Oh, man, I'm actually looking forward to this because it has, like, teams, right? It's sort of like mixing, like, NASCAR and professional wrestling.
And X Games.
And X Games. It's
crazy.
Totally insane, man. I've never actually heard of that. I've never heard of that concept before, but I think this is actually going to be great. Sanjay, is he, like, a team leader of
He's
this?
A team leader. Team 720.
I think this is actually me. I'm looking at like the images right now, and actually, Sanjay Dutt on this show is like you've never seen him before. Absolutely never seen. The closest thing I can relate to Sanjay Dutt on this show is sort of like how he is in Japan. So this, if you
pushing
guys,
the limits,
pushing the limits, no doubt. Does All Wheels? Do they have a Twitter or
yes,
do they have a?
All Wheels Wrestling has a Twitter. It's at @AWWKMISH. CommiSH. Oh, they also have Facebook.
Oh, a Facebook.
Facebook.com/AllWheelsWrestling. Check it out.
Check it out, guys.
And check out Sanjay Dutt.
That's right.
Just Google him, man.
So
that's all you got to do.
That's all you got to do.
It's over. It's over.
All you got to do. If you love professional wrestling and you have a love for the actual art form of professional wrestling, Sanjay Dutt, he will open the door to a whole entire new world. Hands down. Thank you, Mr. Dutt. And thank you, All Wheels Wrestling. Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks
Thank
all around.
Now, right back to the show. Enjoy the show, guys. With a lot on my mind, and I'm looking for me a woman, but she's mighty hard to find. Lord, it's my country cousin, check the hottest spots in town. Oh, that little bitty woman, well, she just ain't around. Hey, how's it going? Welcome back. It's another Tuesday. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you're, in fact, listening to the Carolyn and Joe Show. Carolyn, who do we have back in the studio?
We have back, for the second week, R.C. Rosegar.
Hey,
it's
R.C.
It's good to be back.
It's good, man. Last week on the show, you are into wrestling.
Yes.
And now, and it's no secret that, you know what? The Carolyn and Joe show is totally down with wrestling, and it's very rare that we know of a guy that is up to date on the product. You know what I mean? At this point,
I've been enjoying the product very much.
So do you watch Raw and SmackDown?
Well, man, I try to. I really do. I'll be honest, I haven't watched last week's SmackDown, but I try to watch.
I didn't watch
Raw, SmackDown, and I've been watching Impact Wrestling.
It's hard. It's hard to watch SmackDown, I feel, for me. I mean,
it's like the end of the week, and by the time, you know, the end of the week rolls around, I've been head on to the projects I've been working on. So like it's tough to do the SmackDown towards the end of the week.
Do you watch the NXT also?
I don't watch NXT. I watched a couple of those, but I haven't watched it this season, to be honest with you.
But it's weird because
more
like,
superstars.
It's amazing. I don't know if you've ever we have wrestling Easter eggs in our comic books. In Curl Studio comic books. Like, there's one we had CM Punk and Eddie Guerrero, like, appeared.
Nice.
Like, there's just those moments.
And
those
Layla L was
And Layla L. Like, there's, if you can pick them out, like, sometimes we'll have them, like, in the backgrounds, like, when we do group shots. And, like, if you know, we're like, that looks like, yes, that's CM Punk there. For
Nice. Have you ever read Beck Mongolian Chop Squad? It's an anime manga.
No, I have not.
It's a really awesome comic. It's about a rock band. And the artist slash writer is a wrestling fan, and he has all sorts of little Easter eggs.
Oh man,
nice. Like wrestlers like in the background, and it's pretty cool.
It's cool because like you know what, cool. Like a lot of the wrestlers are into comics as well.
Well, you
a
know, it's like them. A overlapping demographic. I think, you know,
dude, we need
to
start.
It's the hero. It's the hero and the struggle of good and evil. You know,
we need to start having our books at wrestling shows.
I don't see why not.
That'd be pretty awesome. Because I was listening to, I don't know if you ever listened to The Art of Wrestling with Colt Cabana.
I don't.
But do you know of Colt Cabana?
I'm a fan of Colt Cabana.
Dude, that's a great podcast.
Yeah, even though
he's a funny dude.
Even though we don't sponsor, or he's not a sponsor of the show.
He's not a sponsor, but he should be.
Yeah, and like Colt Cabana, like he has like, you know, it's like The Art of Wrestling though. He has the, you know, the real lives of professional wrestlers, the minds. He had
It's a YouTube or it's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
On, you know, iTunes, or you can go to like coltcabana.com or like
it's welovecolt.com. Yeah, we're giving him basically an ad.
Yeah, he had
actually we might as well have this show be sponsored by
I'll just throw it up there and he'll tag us. But he has like the real wrestlers from the wrestling perspective, from the wrestler's perspective. Like what I mean to bring up is he had Colt Cabana. Now he had CM Punk was on the show. Nice. And then, you know, he went and said like, so it's no secret you're like a big fan of comic books, CM Punk. And it's like, yeah, I'm hardcore into it. And he was naming like his favorite books, and he named like Beast of Burden. And like, I was like, wow, man, that's like, that shit just came out. It's like, he's not playing around, dude. But for CM Punk to love like Beast of Burden, that's like, he's not kidding.
CM Punk also tweeted that he went to some store, you know, in Chicago, he lives in Chicago, and he bought $300 worth of comic books.
Wow.
I'm like, damn, that's pretty hardcore.
So to make this really up to date, we never really talk wrestling up to date because even a couple of our fans don't watch it continuously. I will go out right now and say like, okay, talk straight up wrestling. I'm a huge fan right now of Ronda Truth Killings, the truth.
Yeah, man, I like his current status right now. He's looks like he's having a lot of fun with this role too.
Man, it really does.
You know, he's tapping into his creative side.
It was amazing because like I don't know because he had the What's Up song ever since his time in TNA, and it didn't get that big, and then it got massive. You know, in
I find that
WWE.
Amazing though. Like, okay, how long has he had that song? Like 10 years?
Yeah. And then in
like,
TNA,
like that's a long time to have a song and come out. He comes out rapping. Basically, for those of you who don't know, R-Truth is like this like big black guy, and he really looks like scary. I think he looks scary. And then, like, he does, man. He looks like a guy, if you're in the dark and you saw him in an alleyway, is frightening. He's a little
frightening. As opposed to seeing John Cena in his big colorful...
Exactly. But, like,
glow
even if it wasn't in the dark, I would be afraid of R-Truth. But R-Truth is, like, one of my favorite wrestlers. Yeah. I'm not trying to be racist.
But we didn't like him he was K-Quick.
But he was in the movie The Wrestler. Like, I am a fan of R-Truth.
Did you see that movie?
I have seen that movie.
Were you like, oh my god, it's K-Quick?
Oh yeah, I was totally seeing all the Ring of Honor guys in there. It's like, that's Nigel McGuinness. Well,
when Nigel was there at the very end.
Okay, so I just want to let it be known that I like him, but he's a scary black man. Okay, like it's true.
Not
it's
like
true.
Brother Devon though, right? Or
I mean, they're like it doesn't matter.
Or Zeus.
He's just a scary looking guy a little bit, but then his pants, he has like jean pants, but then it's like.
With the airbrush?
With airbrush that says R-Truth, or he says, like, the truth will set you free, or the truth hurts, or whatever. Like, he has stuff, like, written on him. And Like, I mean, I guess the airbrush stuff makes him like a little bit more comical. Like, you know, if he wasn't wearing that,
he is the first TNA world champion.
Yeah, man. Ron Killings?
It's not TNA anymore, by
no,
the way.
No, but yeah, now the Impact.
I still feel like I'm
going to
always...
He was the NWA TNA
champion.
But, so R-Truth, he comes out, and he raps, and he's just like, people over there, what's up? Stand up and feel me, say what's up. And then everyone yells back at him, what's up? And like, that's his whole thing.
His gimmick is to say, what's up?
His gimmick is basically to say, what's up, and do a little rap. And then, like, but he's been doing that for seriously... over a decade.
Yeah, because he, like, in TNA, he was doing that with, what did they have the name now? It's like the Mafia. It was like it was VKM, like the Voodoo King Mafia with Billy Gunn or whatever. They called him Kip James and BG James, or they called him the Road Dog. That was like his team, and he was still doing that. I just find it amazing, like, when you have something in TNA and they do it to death there, that WWE is able to make that get over.
But
like,
I just
crazy.
Think it's amazing, though.
We'll have a bigger audience there.
After 10 years, though, finally that song pops. And it was all big.
Oh, I mean, it popped in TNA.
A little bit, but, like, for me personally, I felt like maybe a year and a half ago it got really big with WWE.
Who else do you look forward to, RC? Like, who would you say is your favorites? Like, people that you would actually pay to see on the WWE, or anyone, really, in any product.
In any wrestler.
Honestly, I think the WWE roster right now is pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome.
I think everybody on the roster is, like, they really stepped up their game. They've, like, you know, it kind of reminds me of, like, that rock and wrestling era of the 80s that, like, I kind of grew up with.
Yeah.
With the Piper and the Hogan and the Junkyard Dogs and stuff like that. I think it's kind of... has that kind of vibe to it right now.
Because you have those characters now.
Yeah, they really... And everybody's kind of, you know... They're really good with their characters, be it, you know, whoever it is. Like, they're all doing really awesome, I think. But I think right now, Punk always delivers. He's, like, he's a master at his craft.
Yeah.
There's the guys that always deliver. Ray, obviously. I think what's the pay-per-view coming up? The Ray-Punk match, I think, will obviously be good.
Which is always, like, a goal. Yeah, they just work together well,
exactly.
too. Exactly. And I feel that, like...
It's always new, too. Like, every Ray-Punk match I've seen, it's been, like... They've been creative and they pull out new stuff and it's never, they've already done this before, you know.
And like I know for a fact, me, the guy that I've had my eye on, it's CM Punk. But I've always been watching CM Punk. I think the one part, the first time I ever saw CM Punk was actually on a tape, a Best of Sanjay Dutt tape.
Nice.
He gave me that. And I was like, who was that guy who has like the Pepsi tattoo? Because he was always a
Sanjay
was describing that like he was pretty, his attitude was pretty close to my attitude. With like, because like, he likes comics and he likes movies and stuff. I was like, okay, I guess that means he's close to me. You know what I mean? But that was the first time I ever saw him. And then I saw him in OVW being booked with Paul Heyman. Then I just progressively, it's because that was a new character for me, man. I've seen a Raven type character, but then I feel like this is almost like a similar attitude, but it's like flipped because how Raven was into the darkness of like, okay, now we're, you know, there's possibly drugs involved and, you know, like stuff like substance. Yeah. And then now
Punk's
got
like a sense of self-righteousness, which kind of makes him like this default heel almost, you know, where like,
I cheered
anybody who thinks they're better than you, you kind of had this negative kind of thing.
Yeah.
About,
but it's amazing,
you know?
Because he's like, he's spouting the say no to drugs.
Yeah.
You know, he's spouting like the dare.
You're supposed to like this kind of attitude, but the audience is against it. You know?
I love that dynamic.
Yeah, it's a great dynamic.
So when he was feuding with Jeff Hardy,
that was so cool, man.
That was the golden time of that.
That was a really great feud.
Like, oh my God.
I think
God.
That's kind of like, once he did that Jeff Hardy feud, man, he started coasting after that as far as like his character goes.
To me, He totally put down, he outshined Jeff Hardy.
I think Jeff Hardy was, like, so messed up that he couldn't even, like, handle what was going on.
I don't know. He was still pretty badass during that phase, man. When he got that belt, that little phase before he left the belt, whether he was messed up or not, man, I felt like he was pretty awesome.
What was the feud going on? Because, like, there was, like, a mystery of who was doing, like, the accidents, and he had a time where, like, the fireworks malfunctioned.
I vaguely remember.
Did you like
there was a car accident? I vaguely remember that.
Yeah.
It's hard to like remember all the little specific little angles over the years if you watched like, you know, many years of wrestling.
I'm always going to bring back CM Punk because that's probably my favorite wrestler right now. But there's on YouTube, and I always go to this whenever I need any motivation in my life. There's like the best of CM Punk like list
commentary.
It's not just that, but it's just like it's just one through like 75, like clips.
75.
Yeah. 1 through 75 of like promos or a moment.
Nice.
And like I always go right to like when he makes fun of Jeff Hardy. He's like, it's just genius. Like, three strikes, you're out, Jeff. Like, I don't, it's, he always like, you need medicine. I don't take, like, it's just breaking him down when Jeff Hardy's on commentary. Like, I just love Punk ever since that.
There's just one thing he did in the feud that I saw on YouTube is pretty awesome, where he comes out in his makeup.
Yeah.
Totally like tricks the crowd.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, kind of like, he elevates him and they realize, oh man, it's not.
And they're so close. Yeah. You know, like that. Like, for me, also when I, the comment, yeah, you brought back the commentary.
Yeah, he's pretty funny on commentary, he's, man. He's like really quick and. Pretty and, witty, almost Bobby Heenan
like. Yeah, and there was a running gag of like him with the John Cena, where John Cena would spill, would accidentally spill his diet soda, and CM Punk would get really mad about that. He's like, John, my diet soda, what the? Come on.
Yeah, I remember that.
Those are good times. I but truthfully, I feel like we need some tag teams, man.
Yeah, that's something.
Yeah,
that
sometimes.
Always...
Well, I feel like that goes in cycles. Like anything in wrestling, it has cycles to it, and like I think the tag divisions come in cycles and they go in cycles. And right now isn't.
It's like
a highlight tag period, I'd say.
And also, I feel like if you want to see tag, like, I know about this, Carolyn, if you want to see tag matches, you go to Ring of Honor or Impact.
Yeah.
Because you got great, like, Motor City Machine Guns.
Yeah, exactly.
I love Motor City Machine Guns.
I was going to say, Motor City Machine Guns, for some reason, I have a vision that they should be in the WWE. But then I wonder about, like, how they would get treated in the WWE.
Well, Saban just got injured. Hopefully,
heals
quick.
And it totally sucked. Chris Saban got injured, but it totally sucked because that's when Alex Shelley came back.
Yeah.
Like his return tag match, Shelly.
But do you think like if they were? Do you think like let's just say hypothetically, if Machine Guns get like you know WWE contract, do you think that they'd be used properly? Like
this moment, I think this
like,
is how
if,
I foresee.
Once they get all like healthy, you
this
know?
Is how I foresee it. And this might be a joke to some, but they'll push them for 3 weeks.
And then they fade out.
No, no, they'll either fade out or they'll try to... No, but just before they fade out, they'll break them apart.
Yeah.
They'll just have them feud with each other.
See, then they would just ruin it. That's why I'm like, you know, I just feel weird about that. Like, I would love to see them in the WWE, but they'd have to be done properly.
You've been watching Zack Ryder's YouTube stuff?
I've watched
I saw
like
the most recent one.
It's pretty awesome.
Oh my gosh, I was going to tell you about that, Joe. The most recent one, he says that he's turning face. And they have a picture of him... Like his,
it's not him, it's action figure.
But it's his action figure, and then it's like stop motion animated as the head is turning around.
Turn around 360.
He said, I'm turning face. Have you seen the one? RC, like, he says that he's trying to get over, and he's climbing a fence, but he can't, like, fall over the
I think
other
I missed that one. I've seen him.
He's like, I'm trying.
He's like,
I'm trying to get over.
Zach, what are you doing?
I'm trying to get over.
Like, the cameraman's like, Zach, what are you doing? I'm trying to get over.
He's like climbing a fence.
Yeah, he definitely plays with the words, the back burner. And like,
yeah.
He's very pun oriented. He's pretty funny. It's a clever show, and it's like,
oh, yeah.
It delivers each time. I like the whole theme with his dad being a John Morrison fan. It's pretty funny.
His dad in the latest one, I've only seen two, so. But in the latest one, they had a stand-up cutout of Melina, and they're playing Melina's music.
Oh, yeah.
And then the dad's like, oh,
and
yeah.
And they got a fan blowing. He's got a mink on, and there's a fan blowing on.
Yeah, he has John Morrison, like, fur coat and, like, the glasses. And then he just has his fan blowing, and he's all next to, like, a stand-up cutout of Melina.
That's pretty funny. that's easily one of the best shows, I'd say, related to the pro
So, wrestling. Now, when he does this, this might be a dumb question, but I'm going to ask it. Maybe you can answer it. Now, when he does that, obviously, he has a WWE contract now. When he's making his own videos, that's him completely doing that. That's not WWE.
Yeah, because those wrestlers are still, I mean, yeah, they're under contract, but also they're independent contractors.
Mm-hmm.
And if he doesn't do that, how else is he going to get
how
over?
How is he going to get over?
Because you saw, like, I guess 2 Mondays now ago, that he was there chanting his name in Long Island. Did you see that, RC?
I didn't hear it in the Raw, but apparently in the Superstars, he got a crazy reaction. Well, it's a hometown. He was like doing the hometown crowd, and like, you know.
If you listen to the, if you go back and watch the Santino Marella match on Raw, they were chanting his name too. It was amazing.
Nice.
And they never, you know, on Superstars, yeah. But they're always, I feel like the WWE is always afraid of people getting over without their help.
Really? Like Stone Cold kind of did that to a degree.
Well,
he
did. He still had it like on TV. You know what I mean? And there was also they still controlled the chain. Like they did a double heel turn, or they did a double turn.
I can understand that way of thinking, but also it's like, think about how they should push him. Like even at least at minimum, just have him on for like a couple minutes extra each show.
All they have now is a couple seconds.
Like they usually just have him being like, "Oh, John Cena gave me a high five, woo!" You know, like, you know, woo, woo, woo. You know, but
you
then
know it.
Yeah, but it's like even if they have him on just for like two extra minutes, like he's gonna get a bigger push. You know, like I just don't understand why they don't take advantage of that opportunity. But what if WWE is actually behind the viral videos of him?
I think
it's just that you don't know about it. But I personally think he is doing it independently. Like you were saying, he's an independent contractor. But let's just say, what if WWE is preparing for a big launch of that?
I think a lot of these entertainment companies are getting hip to the social media.
Like the viral stuff.
Yeah,
of it,
they're hip
you know?
To it now. So
maybe, like I'm just saying, how many episodes has he had? Because I have only seen two. I don't know how many he has had.
Like I think he's in the double digits now.
Yeah, I think it was like 13 or 14.
Okay, so let's just say, hypothetically, what if WWE is actually planning these, but you just don't know about it? They're making it seem like he's putting them out on his own.
It's freaking genius because that's
how they're doing it. They're like, oh, he's the first internet sensation of wrestling. That's how they're promoting him.
So you don't think this was his brain?
I'm
his baby?
You're thinking it's a work. It's a work.
It could be either way. Like I honestly don't have straight up full on like scientific proven method of this, but like it is a theory of mine. That WWE could be behind the whole thing. And then they're going to blow him up like in a month or so. Yeah. You know, they'll get him just to that brink where people...
With?
No, here's the thing. They'll get him just to that brink where people get really annoyed, like angry that WWE is not promoting him.
Huh.
You know, like think about that. You know, to the point where he gets a lot of fans online and he's really big, you know. And then everyone has like their Bruce Broski of the Month sign or whatever, you know.
But again, like this has to lead to who would he feud with? When he, if
I don't
he,
know.
He blows
up...
Anybody. I think he'll team up with Cena. That would
team
be
up
pretty
with Cena?
Sweet.
I want to.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd
yeah,
like,
that'd be
he
cool.
Would, he would team up with Cena. I'd say that, and then he's going to turn on Cena.
You think?
That I mean, that
you
would
don't
want to
see a good guy, because Zack Ryder, kind of coasting for a while.
Well, but at this point, I feel like there's but you have it for a while. But then it's like, well, who's Cena going to feud with at the same time?
Yeah.
It'll be money, because then you'd have people who totally side with Zack, and which those people would hate Cena. You know what I mean? So you have that back
but
and
what
forth.
But what do you think about that theory that WWE is actually the mastermind behind all his videos?
It's very possible. It's a business word. Nothing is quite what it seems a lot of the time, I'd say.
I would not put it behind them.
Yeah. So if they are doing it, then they're doing a really good job of it, I think. I mean, if Zack Ryder's doing it on
his own,
then
it's his
own
baby, because it's got a very steady sense of consistency.
And it has like a homegrown, like even his signs in the background looks like some kid's sign
echo,
project.
Like he's recording it like in his.
But that's the brilliant behind. That's the brilliance that's behind the WWE thinking that. See, I mean, it's a theory I have, and like honestly, the more I talk about it, the more I start to think that that's what it is.
Now, Archie, is it just recently that you got really excited about the product, or? Did you drop off at any point?
Well, I'll tell you my whole pro wrestling kind of background.
Yeah,
wrestling life.
I guess, you know, I used to watch it as a little kid. It was on TV, and I got into it during the whole Hulkamania phase, you know, and I was a macho man, Mark, to be honest with you, at the time.
Yeah.
I was all into the madness.
The madness is the best.
Yeah, brother.
So I was a macho man fan, and I got into wrestling, and, you know, I was a kid at the time, and I was into action figures and kind of cartoons and stuff at the time, and I kind of got to a point where... I hate to say it, I kind of outgrew this stuff.
It happens, man.
I stopped playing with toys, and I stopped watching cartoons, and I stopped...
And what age was this?
This is around, like, you know, right before puberty, you know.
Okay,
kinda,
was that 8th grade?
No, it was around 6th grade.
Okay.
So, right before, you know...
Was that like 96, 95, 94 era?
We're going to talk ages. It was back... But I still maintained comics, though. I did not grow comics, so I got out of cartoons and, like, you know, wrestling and,
and
toys, but I stayed into comics, though. I didn't get out of comics.
I heard Kevin Smith talk about, like, you know, he's really big on comics growing up. And then, like, he dropped out of comics, like, in high school, because he was like, yeah, I want to chase after girls and stuff. So, like, that was his sole reason. But then he said that it, like, didn't really matter.
Yeah.
You know, I guess that was, like, just his mindset. But I think, like, stuff like wrestling.
I kind of reached an epiphany like that.
Yeah, I can see, like, there might be an age where you're like, I want to be cool now, or I don't know the thing.
Well, I used to be in the closet about wrestling fan. There's a thing I used to, back in the day when I was naive, and I actually put an effort into impressing girls before I realized that not putting the effort into impressing girls is what impresses girls for some reason.
Dude, that's totally the.
but back when I used to think that you had to put an effort into impressing girls, I used to be in the closet about my wrestling.
Yeah.
And I used to be in the closet about Star Wars, and I used to be in the closet about Dragon Ball Z. And I used to not tell the girls about this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand.
But it was stupid.
That.
And I realized after, you know, I got over this stupid notion.
I mean, also,
notion,
you're like in sixth grade, you know?
No, I'm talking about as an adult. I was doing this. I was doing this as an adult.
Yeah.
But now it's in.
But,
yeah, now all those things are in.
Yeah. I really, like, you know, it doesn't matter.
They're like, you're into Star Wars too? And then.
Then they're like, what?
They blast off. The romance blasts off.
I have a Princess Leia outfit, you know? Like, girls dress like that at Comic-Con.
That is true. I mean, like, I guess for me, I couldn't really hide it. I blatantly wore like comic book shirts.
Yeah, I wore the comic book shirts in high school. I did.
Yeah,
I was definitely.
What are those
sporting
the
comic shirts?
Yeah, the graffiti shirts.
I don't remember those.
Or that's just
the
label.
It says it on the side. It says
the company graffiti
on
your
whatever sleeve on the side of the sleeve.
And then me also being associated with like Sanjay Dutt, and people, we were promoting us having shows and
stuff.
Couldn't really, and we brought tapes. Into like, you know, at lunchtime we would sneak it in, or we would shoot like actually in like we'd shoot like promos or like vignettes in the school.
Nice.
So
he went to high school there also.
Yeah,
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, man. Master M. So nice. It was a place. It was all there.
To be. Also, you know what's that guy? The Alex Riley. He went to Robinson.
Nice. Yeah, that's right. He used to wear that Robinson jacket in FCW, I think.
Oh, really?
What about the other black dude? The other black dude. The one black.
Alex Riley isn't black.
The guy that was on NXT. The
I don't remember his name.
Byron Saxon.
Byron
was pretty awesome, dude.
Hanley,
I liked him.
He answered my Twitter.
He was hailing from Burke.
When they announced him, he hailed from Burke.
I couldn't believe that. I was like,
yeah, why would you want to represent Burke, man?
I was like, somebody got to.
He's the only guy.
He's the only one, man.
Burke.
Sorry, Burke.
Dude, people even locally don't even know what Burke is. Like, people in D.C.,
yeah,
they have no idea what Burke is. Like, they're like, Burke, Virginia?
Just say Burbs, Virginia.
Yeah.
So, when did you get back into it? Well,
I got back into
wrestling.
It was the NWO era, man. My little brother was watching wrestling.
NWO?
NWO.
Yeah, that was the time,
and,
man.
And my little brother was watching it, and I was kind of janking on him about watching wrestling at the time.
You're like, I'm watching wrestling.
You know, I was totally janking on him.
But it wasn't ever a moment where I was like, oh, it's fake now. Or
so
something
I was
like,
watching
different.
This, yeah. I was watching this, and like, it's like, wait a minute, Hogan's a bad guy? What is this? And it didn't end in traditional wrestling fashion. It was cool because it would end up like in total chaos and beatdowns on this one poor dude. And like, it was just like totally not the wrestling that I remember. It was like totally crazy.
And people were throwing stuff in the ring.
Yeah, it was
like
insane. It's like, oh, this is pretty cool. And I got into it, I guess, NWO, and I've kind of been watching it steady. There have been like little phases where I stopped watching it.
Yeah.
And then I get back into it. But right now, I think the product, man, is really solid from WWE. I think they're like in fifth gear and they're just coasting with it, and everybody's really doing an awesome job, I feel like.
Now, have you been always going to live shows since then?
Yeah, pretty much since I got back into it. I went to WrestleMania 20.
You went to 20?
I went to WrestleMania 20. Yeah, me and my brother went to MSG.
That was nice, man. That was a big ticket.
That's
a big ticket too.
Yeah.
You saw the Rock and Sock connection.
Yeah, man.
Right?
That was like Rock's last match, I think.
And then you saw
Eddie Guerrero Angle. That was an awesome match too.
Yeah. Eddie Guerrero is my favorite wrestler.
Eddie was awesome,
but also, you were part of the crowd that basically booed
Lesnar and Goldberg
out of the building.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
I don't think
it was a good show.
I don't think anyone could perform with that many people like just on their back. Everyone's chanting, "You sold out."
Yeah,
Or you can't wrestle, stuff like that.
Well, Lesnar went on to...
Was that your only WrestleMania? Like, was that
That was my
first
only
show?
WrestleMania.
Was
that wasn't first? My first show. My first show was a WCW show. Me and my brother actually drove to West Virginia to go see this.
Was it a house show?
No, like it was a tape show.
Oh, cool. What was it?
I forget, man. I really do. I remember Terry Funk was on the card. Kevin Nash was on the card.
Oh, man. That must have been like in 99 or 2000.
Yeah, I think it was 99, yeah.
That's cool.
And then I went to
Terry Funk?
Yeah, dude, he threw the chair up, like, straight up in the air, and it landed right on his head. It was, like, insane.
Oh, my God.
Like,
nice.
He threw it high,
he's
too,
crazy,
man.
I've never seen Terry Funk live, man.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome.
Have you seen the documentary Beyond the Mat?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got a little Terry Funk section in there. It's pretty sweet.
It's pretty insane.
That was your first show. You drove all the way to West Virginia. That's crazy.
Yeah, and me and my brother's pretty close, and I like to have good times. We go to see wrestling shows. So
Wrestling shows are one of the best like experiences.
It's fun, man.
Ever.
It's like a concert, but not. It's like any live experience. Like, you know, you go to a concert, a music concert, and or you can listen to an album at home.
So
two different experiences.
Do you remember what you were expecting when you went there? Like, and compare that to how like the reality of.
Well, the only thing that kind of threw me off was the no commentary.
Yeah, me too.
That was kind of different because, like, you know, you watch it at home, there's commentary on it, but when you go to the house show, it's just like the straight up wrestling, and it's cool. And I've had close up seats, and I've had out in the back seat, far away seats, and it's all pretty cool as long as you get to see the action that's going on.
What's the closest you've ever been to?
Dude, the closest I've ever been to, I bought ringside seats to a WWE show.
Really? How'd you get those?
I paid scalper prices, man. When me and my buddy...
How did they get those?
We played 250 for it, and honestly, it was the worst wrestling show I've been to.
Really?
Yeah.
What show was this?
It was an old Raw, man. It was bad. I guess like in a bad period when Raw was just not kicking ass, and like I've been to like indie shows and house shows that were like more fun than that one.
Because that's the one thing about going to a live show, like even like a Raw, there's highly a potential of it just being all talk.
Yeah.
You know, and like 2 minutes of wrestling.
Yeah, the only good match that on that card was a Goldust Jericho match. Everything else was really kind of lame.
When it's a Goldust Jericho match,
it was cool, man. Those guys are pretty. Yeah. They had their craft down. But I had a rail. One of my favorite shows was this WCW show we went to, and I was on the rails where the wrestlers come out.
Oh, like the walkway near the entranceway.
Yeah, and I was. Yeah.
Those are actually best seats.
Yeah, those are pretty cool seats. And I actually had a sign for Scott Steiner.
Nice.
And it said Steiner was robbed, and he came and grabbed my sign and threw it at the camera and Mark.
So do you think we can actually find that?
I think I have it somewhere. I think I have it somewhere.
Yeah. We got to find that.
And Mark Madden's all like reading my sign. He was robbed. And I have that was a fun show because lots of little things happen.
What arena was that?
It was in Anaheim, I think. It was a WCW show in Anaheim. Wow. It was during Halloween, so.
Because we can research that. We can find that moment, sir.
Speaking of Halloween, I got a little funny story.
Wait, it was Halloween?
It was the day before Halloween. So okay. I'll tell you the story. I was wearing a little Green Lantern mask, which.
Mm-hmm. What?
Some people were dressed up for the Halloween. I go to see Halloween shows.
I completely forgot.
You know? It's October 30th.
So, you know, before. You go to show, and some people would get dressed up. And it was, you know, I was dressed up. I had a Green Lantern mask on and saw the movie. And it was pretty cool, guys. You should check it out. But I had a Green Lantern mask on. And so I was wearing my Green Lantern mask. And it was a WCW show. And I was along the rails. And I don't know. You guys know who Three Count were?
Yeah.
Three Count?
You guys know the guys? Evan Courageous.
Evan Courageous. Who was
Shannon
the other
Moore.
Two? Shannon Moore. Yeah. And who's the third guy?
Gregory Helms.
Gregory
or
Helms.
Sugar Shane Helms.
Yeah. And so Shannon Moore, he taps Shane Helms. And points at me, and they both look at me and they start laughing. And I'm like thinking to myself, "Damn, dude, I got kind of insecure. Like, kind of like I felt like they're like, get a little this nerd." Kind of like,
was this off camera? Or
you know, I don't think you see him doing it on camera.
Okay,
this is off camera. But I guess all the wrestlers came out for Goldberg or something.
Yeah.
And all the wrestlers were out there, and Shannon Moore tapped in Shane Helms, and he pointed at me. And
now is this when Shannon tapping. Moore had his whole like. I don't know what to call it. Punk?
No,
mohawk
this is way before
this
that,
is
man.
Boy okay. band.
Yeah, they
era.
Were boy band gimmick at the time.
Okay.
But so I get kind of insecure. It's like, dang, dude. So, like, but then years later, I realized that, like, you know, Shane Helms had the Green Lantern tattoo.
Yeah.
You know, I had no idea he was a Green Lantern fan at the time.
Okay.
So
you connected it years later.
I was
later.
Like, oh my gosh, you know, so it was pretty funny.
So they were actually giving you a compliment.
It was, I guess, some sort of like, hey, look, it's Green Lantern, you know, kind of thing. Well, I thought they were kind of janking on me, you know.
Yeah.
So it was pretty funny.
Well, what's actually cool is that you actually interacted live in person. That itself is very cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. Shane Helms, I hope he gets well soon.
I hope him and his wife,
thoughts and prayers,
or his girlfriend, get better.
Hope he gets better soon.
So do we know the extent of his injuries? Well,
I know his wife broke her neck.
For those of you that don't know, he got in a car crash.
I know it was a motorcycle, right?
It was a motorcycle crash. Okay.
Yeah. From what I hear, he like crashed through a fence. He went through the fence.
Now, was his girlfriend behind him in the motorcycle?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. So did it involve another car? Was it just him, or do we know details like that?
From what I heard, Shadley, they're checking if alcohol might have been involved.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Those North Carolina seems to be pretty crazy, man.
I know, man. All the, like, Hardys and...
with the Omega Boys and all that.
Yeah, I was hoping they'd... when Matt showed up, I was hoping they'd do, like, an Omega faction with Shannon Moore and...
Yeah, they have...
And Greg Helms and Jeff Hardy. That would have been sick, I felt like.
Yeah, it would have been.
Like a little Omega faction, kind of, like, throwing beat downs and
stuff. If only Jeff, man. Did you see that...
I didn't see that infamous Sting match. Is that what you're referring to?
You did see
it?
Yeah,
I did see it.
Oh, God. I showed Carolyn that. And what was your reaction? You're like, because she didn't know the story or what's going on beforehand. I think it was just like, that was it?
Yeah, I was like, what?
You just get rolled up?
Really?
From a schoolboy. Like,
yeah, I guess they had to get it over with.
I'm like,
you
people
know?
Pay for that?
Cool.
I mean, it's just unfortunate because I am a like Jeff Hardy fan. I don't know if I can say that.
He's
like, right
amazing,
now.
Man. He has
like,
this.
He is awesome. Yeah. But it's like seeing him do that, it's kind of like. I mean, I didn't put him to the higher level of like, oh, he's my hero, and I put him up on a pedestal. Like, I don't think of any wrestler like that. But just to know, but just to know that like at one time Jeff Hardy was very like daredevil. You know, he has his like war paint on. I feel like, and he's just a crazy guy. He goes to extreme levels and puts on a good show. And just to see him put on such like a horrible show. It's kind of just like, dude, that's your potential. That's how you're showing yourself. Like, it just like really didn't impress me at all. And like, it was a letdown.
And that was a pay-per-view match. And you know what? What made me feel even worse about that was Sting's return to pay-per-view.
Was that his first return to pay-per-view match?
I think his first match back from actual like having negotiations whether he should choose between WWE or TNA.
Have you seen the recent Sting stuff?
I don't know about you, but I seem to fall asleep in between the middle of Impacts. I know it's on demand, but I seem to like miss it from like the middle hour section.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden I wake up and it's like main event. Is this Sting
you
stuff?
You fall asleep literally during.
Literally fall asleep in it.
Every week.
And the truth is, what's even
funny?
See, I like watching it because you got guys like Hogan on there and like Steiner doing classic, you know, clinic kind of stuff, and you get the
did you see
beer
Scott
money.
Steiner at New York Comic Con?
Last year?
He wasn't there last year though.
No, I never saw Scott
Steiner.
But
you know, speaking of comics and wrestling, I'll just interject real quick that Jerry the King Lawler, you might know, he does some artwork.
Yeah, he's a pretty talented artist as well.
And he was at New York Comic Con last year, so 2010. And he was with this artist. I can't remember the guy's name, but they actually have
like
a wrestling comic.
Yeah, I've seen
book.
Them at cons.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know the name of it even, but that was kind of interesting. But I talked to the artist and I talked to Jerry Lawler, but I don't know, something about it. Like, I just didn't really feel like buying it. I don't know. Like, I mean, I don't know, but maybe I was just talking to them not about the comic. I was talking to them about like Alberto Del Rio. So maybe
asked him straight up. He's like, man, I love Alberto Del Rio. And he was like,
yeah, Jerry Lawler was like, he's just, you know, he's like, I've seen this gimmick before. Just an average guy.
It's like the Spanish JBL.
Yeah. I mean,
are you a fan of Alberto Del Rio?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Alberto Del Rio. Yeah, I think he's pretty awesome.
What about Sin Cara?
Dude, I was a big Mystico fan in L.A.
Mystico is Sin Cara.
Okay. I used to go to Lucha Libre shows in Southern California, man.
Cool.
I specifically,
is that like a thing there?
Oh man, I loved Southern California because the Mexican culture is awesome.
It sounds rad.
It's pretty awesome. Yeah. And they love wrestling, and I actually went to Tijuana to buy wrestling masks. I have a Mystico mask that I bought from Tijuana.
That's awesome.
So
let's go.
And he did a match with El Santo. And I went to an El Santo Mystico match, and I was definitely a fan.
Now, did you ever see Del Rio with a mask?
You know what? I wasn't a fan of his before the Alberto Del Rio kind of phase gimmick. But I think he's great without the mask. Cause,
he is great.
He's a good looking guy. He's great with the facial expressions. You know, he's got that kind of that Latin suave kind of look to him. You know, and I think you're not going to get that if he had a mask on. As much as I love the mask gimmick, like I fantasize about being a pro wrestler. And if I was a pro wrestler, I definitely would have a mask.
And you know that he was actually mad that he had to take off the mask. He didn't want to take off.
Well,
the mask.
You know.
That's like, you know, that's
it's tradition. It's kind of like, you know, it's honor for Lucha Libre.
And now I'm just like, oh,
it represents a lot.
Yeah, if it's so beautiful now when he not having that mask. So you wanted to be a wrestler?
Well, you know what? I don't want to be a wrestler. I fantasize about being a wrestler.
You know, we know someone that can train you. If you
need. No. I'm not going to focus my time and energy.
I don't know which one pays more than what we do now, or you want to do pro wrestling.
You know, it's a creative expression. It's fun, you know. But I wasn't blessed with a gifted physical naturalness. You know, it's been natural for me to draw and color and do music than it is to run a mile, you know.
Yeah. Well, I don't know,
you've seen
a lot of indie wrestlers. I don't know about running a mile.
Still, I'm not willing to take staples head and shit. So,
I can understand that.
But I can appreciate the art form. I don't, just because I fantasize about wrestlers.
Now, like, in from what I hear in Japan, they, if you want to make a character, you take your three favorite wrestlers, and that's who you combine, and that's you.
Yeah.
Who would you say is yours? Like, three, if you were to combine it.
I would do, honestly, I think, I love the self-righteous CM Punk thing. I'd love to call out the masses on being sheeps and not thinking and being conformists. I would love to do that. And being a Macho Man guy, I think having the kind of the over-top thing would be great. And those are the two I can think of.
You got one more.
I guess I'd have a mask, so I would love to do the Lucha Libre aspect of it. I love it's larger in life, kind of almost superhero-esque kind of approach to pro wrestling that I love.
That'd be pretty cool.
So who are you three?
I'm trying to imagine, though, a masked wrestler talking to the, like CM Punk. That'd be funny.
Yeah, his mask was awesome.
Yeah,
he had
a mask.
He constantly is doing new things, each one of them is really
cool.
Dude,
the mask thing for CM Punk was pretty evil.
He's, yeah.
That ring program was great.
So who are your three, Joe? To make your ultimate wrestling.
For one thing, for me, I'm going to have to break it down to just my favorites. I've always been a fan of the way Tajiri works.
He was awesome, man. I was a big fan.
Oh, yeah,
he was just sick.
Did you like his subtle comic kind of timing as well? He was really good with the subtle comic timing, man. I love that little phase. And him and Regal used to play off with each other really well. Like really, really subtle comic
stuff. He even had a program with Tori.
Yeah.
Tori Wilson. I thought that's amazing. Again, yeah, and like at this point on, I'd have to throw in CM Punk with that too. Just his ability just to speak out is great. But also he's very like the way he responds in the ring.
Yeah.
Like having that sort of like attitude, I always thought. Now the third one is pretty much a challenge, but I'm probably gonna have to throw in a little bit of Eddie Guerrero, just because I'm a massive fan of Eddie Guerrero.
No, what aspect of it though? He was multifaceted.
I think like for me, my favorite time of Eddie, even though I like the LWO stuff, I didn't like him really when he was like super Mr. Mustache happy guy, but I really loved the lie, cheat, and steal. Man, yes. Like I thought that was super creative.
Yeah,
I never saw that. I've never seen that in my life before. That it's like you were breaking rules, but as a face,
and you come down.
Maybe doing all sorts of shady stuff.
His lawnmower.
That was awesome. That was a good time for me to watch. Like that era of SmackDown, where it was like the chop. Yeah, what was it? Just the Los Guerreros, Angle and Benoit, and then Edge and Rey Mysterio. The SmackDown 7. Yeah. Whoever was at an Angle, or, yeah, there's one more in there. Probably Big Show. I don't know. That's a great time.
Yeah,
those are my three. How about you, Carolyn?
My three.
I don't know if you want to choose anyone.
Well,
you should be the Big Show.
My number one. I don't know. I don't know about that. My number one is Eddie. Like I said, Eddie Guerrero, and then I mean all time wrestlers. I guess Eddie and Undertaker. And
Undertaker, I still think, is the best big man.
I mean, he's classic, and I like his whole thing with like Paul Bearer.
His gimmick, the dead man gimmick,
living zombie, basically.
Yeah, and it's always hard to pick the third one here too.
And the Boogeyman.
No, I'm not gonna eat worms. Let's see. You know, this is such a hard question.
Well, there's a lot of ones. You can even choose female wrestlers if you like. There's a lot of great female wrestlers.
I mean, but you were picking like top three, and then that's what equals us.
That's what we'll keep. That's what
so
we'll
is your current. Favorite three wrestlers what your gimmick should be?
That probably was my favorite. Like at this very moment, that was probably my favorite three.
Yeah.
And I just freaking love the hell out of Tajiri in general. That's so just great.
Did you think of your third, Carolyn?
No, I haven't thought of it yet.
Could be anybody.
Well, the question
just make
is,
the truth.
Be a good guy or a bad guy?
One of Miz.
Face it would be or heel? It would be like a high flyer.
High flyer?
Yeah. Because I like the high flyer.
It'll be Ray.
That's pretty cool.
Or it can be Juventud Guerrero.
Or Little Evan Bourne.
Little Evan Bourne.
You guys ever see Jack Evans stuff? You guys like Jack
Who's
Evans?
Jack Evans? I don't even know who that is.
Oh,
who
dude,
is that?
He is amazing, man. He's like does Matrix style stuff.
I think I've seen him.
Physics defying moves.
Is he on WWE?
No, he's on a I think was it CMLL, the Mexican promotion. Oh. He's done some Ring of Honor.
Is he
still all
gangster?
He kind of does like wears the do-rag, comes out and break dances, does little spin stuff.
The first time I ever seen him,
he's pretty
was
awesome,
on Wrestling Society X.
Yeah, dude,
with him and Matt Sydal.
Yeah, dude, I like that show a lot, man.
It was crazy.
So who do you think is like the best high flyer?
That's a tough one.
Sin Cara, man. I think Mystico. I don't know about right now, but back then he was doing some crazy stuff.
Here's the thing, though, man. I say that Sanjay Dutt can do anything that Sin Cara can do.
You know what I loved about Sanjay Dutt is the way he would like take bumps, dude.
Yeah.
Like how he would land and like take like a move from somebody else was always really sweet, dude.
It is. He's sick. He was good. He had the best sell that I've ever seen.
That's what it's called, a sell.
Yeah. He had the
It was always like, it's like, oh man, that looked like that hurt, dude.
Because it's like the process of the wrestler. It's almost like it's like impact, reaction. It's like you're worrying about you're worrying about three sections of what happens. You know what I mean? The setup for a move, the impact, and then how you sell it.
Yeah.
And that's you know, it's like telling a story. It's like beginning, middle, end. The same way you tell like a joke. So, yeah, I think Sanjay can do anything that Sin Cara does.
Yeah.
I've seen him. You know that the, was it 360 or is it the 720 when he goes around twice?
Yeah. Around the opponent?
Yeah. Sanjay has been doing that forever. Like, one of the first matches I've seen him, like, as a pro.
Right on.
I saw him.
He's very acrobatic.
He is.
So I guess my third would be some type of combination of high-flying, crazy moves like that. I don't know if my third would definitely be Evan Bourne, but just somebody who has like a lot of energy that's high flyer.
Cool.
But I don't know who like the best one to pick is, you know?
Yeah. So what do you think about the female wrestling right now? I think it's pretty good.
It's not bad. I mean, I was kind of
Were you ever a fan of like who they had?
There was a little phase in WWE where it was like the female wrestling was really good.
Was this during like Trish?
Yeah, Trish, Lita.
Trish, yeah.
Ivory was up on there. Yeah. Like it was really some really solid female wrestling. And then I remember in TNA had a really solid female wrestling.
Like with Knockouts?
They had
with
Victoria.
Like Awesome Kong and like ODB and like Daphne was kicking butt over there. It was like a nice little phase with the women's wrestling in TNA.
Yeah, and then I mean, for me, I felt like and then it sort of died out because Gail Kim left.
Yeah, Gail Kim was in that phase too. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
and then,
it definitely died out. But there was just one match, I think. Tara and
which one? Was it one of the beautiful people or
Tara and Hardcore Country, Mickie James.
Hardcore Country.
They had a
she's from Richmond too, man.
Yeah, that's what they herald out her. They put on like a cage match as the main event. Did you guys see that cage match?
I did see that one.
It was sweet, dude. I felt like they stole the show, dude.
They both got injured
really?
Off that too.
You could tell they were kicking ass, and I think it was a testament to like, you know, female wrestlers can kick ass and like, you know, they can main event and they can steal the show. The stigma that, you know.
What I don't like about the WWE Divas is like their belt. Like the butterfly thing?
They're divas, though. You know, they're trying to kind of girl it out.
I guess, but I personally, like, I mean, maybe I'm being too harsh on it, but
you think it should be more legitimate looking?
From an art, yeah, from an art perspective, it's like, yeah, that's pretty and it's cute, but then it's also like,
so I'm assuming
it's like almost a joke in a way.
You don't like the spinny belt then either?
The spinny belt doesn't bother me as much, but like, I don't know, it just. I mean, because that kind of matches Cena. I don't know. I mean, when he spins it
and
stuff.
You know, like little girly girls, little butterfly.
I mean,
the
butterfly thing. Like, I would like that if I was six.
Yeah.
You know, like you know, what I'm.
But you
got to
realize a lot
cool,
of demographic is 6 years old. They do cater to a lot of.
Yeah, I mean, they do cater to the younger audience sometimes. I'm like, and if I was a young little girl, I would probably like it. But like, being a woman, like looking at it, I mean, it's not like horrible, but I just feel like it could be better and like more legitimate. Like,
yeah,
just
I see.
The overall belt. When they hold it up and, like, stuff like that. Like, if I was just flipping through the stations and I was, like, a casual wrestling viewer, like, there's quite a possibility that I could just, like, openly laugh about it.
Did
I'd
you
be
think,
like, what? That's their belt?
Do you think it
me?
Was something out of, like, Wrestlelicious? You remember when we saw Wrestlelicious?
Yeah. Like, it was, I don't know, it just felt like, it's very, it's like, too
I can't even say the word. Wrestlelicious.
Wrestlelicious.
But, you know, on the other hand of that is, like, you know, sometimes women really do have to just embrace, like, hey, I'm a girl, you know, like.
It's like, at
I'm
least
gonna,
they gave
I'm,
them something, right?
Yeah, it's like, hey, I'm going to be all about, like, being feminine.
It's like, you know? Oh, you got a belt.
There's nothing wrong with being feminine, though.
No, nothing, but sometimes, like I said, if you see the picture, you're flipping through the stations real quick, and you see a picture of, like, a girl, you know, standing on the wrestling ring, and she's like, I won, like, and then it's, like, her butterfly belt. I mean,
that's why I was hoping
know,
to
man.
See, like, Karma come in and just
destroy
everybody, dude. I was like, oh, this
but
is going to be
pregnant.
Awesome.
She got pregnant.
Yeah. I know,
I'm
but
a big
like,
Karma
I mean,
fan, man.
She's amazing,
she's
man.
She's amazing I'm a, Kong, definitely.
Yeah.
Amazing Kong.
I'm a fan of her, and I'm also a real big fan of Sarah Del Rey.
Yeah,
which
I saw her in Ring of Honor. She's pretty,
and
pretty badass.
I don't think she's ever going to be put on. Like, I don't see her being
well, why
on
WWE. Why do you think that is? I've actually never seen her wrestle, but I heard her interview on Art of Wrestling.
Because I feel like it's superficial because it's going to be, well, she's not a big fat, like she's not big girl. And yet
but
she's
not like a Kelly Kelly kind of frame.
Yeah, she's not
frame.
Kelly Kelly or like super like ripped like Beth Phoenix.
Yeah, but she can put on matches, man. And a
she
lot
can put
of,
amazing
a
matches.
I mean, but you know what? But now with Karma paving the way, you know, there could be a possibility that Sarah Del Rey like would be open to being signed.
Yeah.
You know, because like, I mean, let's be honest, like Karma, I'm not saying she's not ugly, but she's a big black woman.
Yeah,
and,
but
like, she has everything against her, and she made it, which is awesome.
Anything's possible.
You know?
Did you watch, I don't know if you saw this moment in, it might have been a battle royal in TNA, where what'd they call it? Awesome Kong? Her top accidentally came off?
No, I didn't
oh
see
my
that.
God, that was so.
I was at the show where Jackie's top came off.
Oh
I was actually there.
It was so
Jacqueline's.
Horrible. Because
dude, imagine this. So we're watching, right? We're watching it. The pay-per-view, and we're like, we're all scared. Like, we're falling. You're basically falling for, you know, Awesome Kong being Awesome Kong, right? And then what happens?
I mean, she did, like, this flip over the ring, and then her, like, strap or something fell off. and then like her boob was all exposed.
Like her whole top like came off as she comes down.
And this is on TV?
It was on TV.
And then we were like, oh my God, we're like, and then we just start smiling, I think, and their reaction was like, oh my God, her boob.
So it's like the whole, like she has her Xena costume on.
And then honestly, I honestly don't realize, like, why was she not wearing, like, a black sports bra or something underneath it? I bet now she does. Dude, you know, like I was like, what? You're really just going to wear, like, that whole, like, ensemble?
I can't imagine what having boobs is like.
Dude.
I know, but, like, I personally, I feel like you would need to have, like, a sports bra on or something, you know?
I assume.
Do you have a favorite diva right now?
Favorite diva right now? Oh, man.
Yeah, so there's so many to choose from.
There really are.
There's so many. I think a lot of people really like Kelly Kelly.
I guess we don't have to say diva. You can just say all female wrestlers.
For WWE, I'd say Natalia Hart. I think she's kind of been put on the back burner recently, but I thought she was pretty awesome for a while.
I'm becoming a lot
Karma, dude. That was all on the Karma boat. On
it's
TNA.
It's just so unfortunate that, like, I mean, it's cool that she's having a child, but it's so unfortunate that that's when she gets her big push, and then a few weeks later, it's like, yeah, I'll see you in a year.
I'm becoming a big fan of AJ Lee. I think she's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, I can see her
from
becoming
NXT.
And now she's on SmackDown.
Yeah.
She's like Sporty Spice.
What about other knockouts? Are you a fan of
knockouts? Let's see. Mickey James always delivers. Tara always delivers, I feel like. I liked Madison Rayne's kind of like...
Yeah, I like her.
Kind of jerk gimmick she had for a while. Just like kind of...
She has her like Queen...
pissy and stuff.
Queen
princess.
Bee thing,
I think that was pretty cool. She's a little tiny thing, but she seemed like she put on some decent matches.
She's actually gotten like a lot bigger, like
really?
Muscle mass-wise, too.
And I think that winter brainwashing storyline is kind of interesting.
With a Vanessa Angel... Not Vanessa Angel.
Angelina.
Angelina.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting.
Sorry, like, I was getting these mixed names.
It's a new kind of different storyline. And I like it, you know, when they keep playing that storyline. It's pretty cool.
I'm a big... What about you, Carolyn? Do you have a diva or a knockout that you're a fan of?
I like Karma. I mean, I like her because she brings something different to the ring, you know? Like, all the other girls, and they're all great, you know, but they are, like, you know, they just look good, and, you know, they're, like, model-turned-wrestler type deal, you know? And
for a while,
there's nothing wrong with that, but the Karma just, like, broke the mold, you know?
Yeah. I think, like, for a while, WWE had that stripper kind of thing going on for a while.
Yeah.
They stopped doing that and went... took straight away from that for a little bit, but for a while they definitely had, like, you know, like any hot chick stripper was a WWE diva now. But now it seems like, you know, the female wrestlers are definitely putting the fundamentals.
But also, like, I didn't realize it, but when Karma had her, like, goodbye speech saying that she's pregnant, you know, and she'll see us in a year, you know, it's like she was like, hey, JR told me that I was never gonna make it in this business and that I should just pack up and go home. And then she's like, but I didn't listen to him, and I went to Japan, and I learned from, like, the best wrestlers out there, and I, like, really honed my craft, and, like, she worked her ass off to get where she is, you know? It's like, I mean, I really think that that's a testament to, you know, like you said, anything can happen, and, like, you know...
Well, it's a, you know, you discipline yourself, you bust your ass, and you become conscious of this art form you're trying to elevate yourself in.
But it's so amazing where you can put someone like Kelly, you know, who's a beautiful blonde girl, and then right next to her have, like, a bigger black woman. And, you know, Karma's not, like, ugly looking, but she, you know, she has a...
That was always the best part. She had a lot of makeup. Like,
she has a lot of makeup on, but I wouldn't say her face is necessarily
she's
ugly.
Not an ugly person
but
at all.
She is big, you know, like, she's... Yeah.
She's not the Kelly Barbie kind of look.
She's not like a Barbie...
Yeah.
Look at all, like,
but that's I think so. Shattering those conditions of beauty is a positive thing.
But the thing is,
I think
that
we've been conditioned to think that, hey, Kelly is what beautiful is, but that's not necessarily the case at all.
Yeah. But the thing is, it's interesting with the male bodies, for example, like, you could have, I don't know, I don't really like the tattoo look, but Randy Orton's body would be, you know, he's like, whoa, that looks hot, you know, or something like that. But then you have other guys like Big Show or Great Khali, you know, like, I don't know if their bodies are, like, you know, like, they have, you know, whatever that look, but, like, not every guy is going to look like Randy Orton.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or not...
Sometimes they look like Perry Saturn.
Yeah, you know? I mean, you had to pick Perry Saturn. But, like, Perry Saturn, I think, is... Ugh. Anyway, but he just looks kind of cross-eyed to me. But, like...
Oh, poor guy. He's probably heard that his entire life.
He kind of does, man. But, like, I mean, that's just me. I'm not saying I'm any better, but, like... You know, I'm just saying, I think it's cool that Karma just smash that. And in a way, like, that just shows you that with maybe Sarah Del Rey can come in, because, like, it's like body type doesn't matter now for the females.
Yeah.
Well,
that's cool.
I think that's great, man. I think we had actually an amazing straight-on professional wrestling conversation, man. Thanks again for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
That was really awesome. Well, there you go, ladies.
Full show of wrestling.
Full show of wrestling. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Hopefully we'll have you on in the future again.
Sounds good. Anytime, guys.
See y'all later. See you, Carolyn.
Blood, gallons of the stuff. I gave you all that you can drink, and it has never been enough. I gave you blood, blood, blood. I'm the kind of human wreckage that you love.